We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's time for Hour Tua.
It's Hour Tua. It's Hour Tua. It's Hour Tua. Tua, Tua, Tua. Tagovailoa. Not
Tua Tagovailoa.
A forever Dolphins quarterback.
Tua.
It's our Tua. It's our Tua.
Tua.
Tua, Tua, Tua. Tua, Tua, Tua. Can go to hell. Tua Tagovailoa. Dolphins quarterback.
Daddy loves you guys.
Hour Tua with Tobin and Leroy.
Check the history of food.
Hour Tua of the program, ladies and gentlemen. Tobin and Leroy here with you, 560 WQAM. Let us get to our headlines brought to you by the new Palmetto Ford Truck Supercenter. Why buy a truck at a car store? Palmetto Ford.
We know trucks.
He's back on the hardwood tonight against the Toronto Raptors. So
only good thing about tonight's game is we don't have a show tomorrow.
Why?
Because
you're worried Jimmy Butler's going to go off and then I would be peacocking?
Because you have put yourself in an interesting spot. Marcos, here's where he's put himself, right? If he goes off and Jimmy scores 35 against the Raptors, right? He's peacocking. If he scores 5, it didn't matter. Just wait till the play-in. Right? So these are the two conversations that Tobin has already prepared himself for. In the event...
Very disappointed.
No, you're telling me... come on, dude.
You're acting like I didn't hold them accountable after their loss to the Dallas Mavericks. It did. But you got to have time to soak on it for a day. And, my feelings tomorrow are not my feelings yesterday. We've always had a 24-hour rule on this show. I'm not going to sulk about it. I'm not going to whine about it. No, I'm going to turn back my attitude positive, and I'm going to be a grown-up, watch some old Jimmy Butler highlights, get myself hyped up, and did you see him on that horse?
Mm-hmm. You know what? My daughter came in and showed me a picture of me playing football years ago.
Yep.
Right? And then I stood up and my knees cracked. I'm like, them days are long. That was a long time ago. Right? Like, you're watching 2020 playoffs.
Yeah.
But it's 2024 Jimmy.
Yeah, but if you think about it, though, that was like the end because of the pandemic. It was more towards the end of 2020. So it's really not that long ago.
In sports?
Nah.
Hell, it's not.
Nah.
Okay.
Nah.
You telling me there's no difference between 32 and 35?
Well, he's not 35 yet. Don't do that.
Okay. So I'll say 31 and 34 then.
Yeah. Nah, not yet.
No?
34, 31 for me, samesies.
Even for you.
I was annoying you at 31, and I was annoying you at 34.
Dude, I picture us doing the show like them two old Canadian football players, and then we're doing a show. We just start, you know what I'm talking about? Them old, and they go, when they played, they were rivals, and then the one guy reaches, and the one guy stumbles because he put too much effort in his punch, and they just basically knocked each other out without hitting anybody.
The Marlins, they open up a 3-game series with the Braves tonight. Whoppers back on the line.
That ought to be fun.
Let's go.
First pitch is set for 7:10. Trevor Rogers on the hill for the Fish against Max Fried.
Can we get weekday Whoppers? I don't want these guys to win, and we can't come back and use the code and give everybody the code. Maybe. By the way, Marcos.
We need a Sunday win, then.
I used your code the other night.
Did you?
I did.
Look at you.
I did. And here's the crucial part.
Mm-hmm.
So we sit there, eat pizza, right? And it's a back-to-back. And I'm watching the Heat game. And I feel dirty eating the 50% off pizza, watching the Heat get their ass kicked.
Oh, yeah.
right?
Your pizza's half off, and they're down by 20, and you're like, ugh.
On the bright side, though.
You say, today, yesterday's price ain't today's price, because today's price is full price.
But like when you sit there and you're watching, if the Heat were winning, you're just like, man, I got to do this again. I feel bad about myself.
No, you know what? I'll do it. I probably use the code. Like, here's was the kicker. I used the code around Super Bowl. I think they won. It was either Super Bowl or National Championship, where I had people over, so I just got like 10 pizzas, right? So I was able to use it. So yeah, I've taken advantage of it a couple of times, but I just didn't feel like nobody felt like cooking, and nobody couldn't decide. And then I was like, you know what? Heat won last night. I want to just go ahead on and get the pizza. Yeah.
What else we got?
By the way, yep. You and Magoo's opening up all over the place.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I've seen a couple more.
Oh, they were getting ready for that Panthers Stanley Cup run.
Oh, yeah.
Getting ready for it.
Hugh Magoo's, that's good today.
By the way, speaking of horny rat, here is our other angle that we have received of horny Victor E. Rat, who was dancing with some Lady Panthers fans last night. And I got to tell you,
I didn't know that he was. It was a look. Look at the friend trying to get in on it.
Oh yeah, she wants to get on that rat action.
Back to back though, really respectful. Back to back,
of course. Very respectful.
Nope. And then he ends up getting boxed out here.
We're just having fun. Whoa, he's like, whoa,
box me out, girl.
And that's the view we got.
Yeah. Casey.
But then then they do it. Nah, he like turned it back around.
Yeah, he said you want to do it so much. Then.
You know what? Good for him, man. There's probably plenty of nights in the office where that rat costume stinks. You probably got thrown up on by a kid.
Yeah.
Maybe get your ass kicked by a lightning fan. Last night was a good night for the guy in the Victor E. Rat costume.
Yeah. You know what's funny about the mascots in all stadiums or whatever? Kids either love them or are terrified of them.
Yeah.
Like in mom and dad, take a picture with the mascot. No! They're wailing.
My son loves Victor E. Rat.
Oh, thank God. I was like, I don't know what I'm going to do. I don't know if he's scared. Like, you can't hit them and be like, hey, stop that. Like, they're still going to be scared. So I don't even know what to do. Do I just get away?
You just, never mind.
No, just shuffle away. Just shuffle away.
Great.
Yeah.
Leroy, can we get a Masters update brought to us by the Edwin Watts Golf Shops? Home of the 90-day 100% satisfaction guarantee. Serving golfers around the country since 1968. Edwin Watts Golf Shops. Get there.
Let me get to the leaderboard real quick, because I like the leaderboard that has the names on it. Bryson DeChambeau still hasn't teed off yet. He teed off in about a half an hour. Max Homa has creeped up. He's playing with Tiger. He's minus one for the day. Nikolai Højgaard is in fourth because Scottie Scheffler hasn't teed off yet. He's at 6 under also. Mm. He's plus one of the day. Matthew Pavon is 2 under for the day. He is at 4 under. You also have Cameron Young, Danny Willett, who won it a while ago. Is at 4 under. Cam Davis, Ryan Fox, Corey Connors, Byung Un An, Joaquin Niemann, and Will Zalatoris are all at 2 under. And you got a few at 1 under. Other than that, most of the 1 unders tee off either coming up or later on in the day. So that's where we are. If you're looking to see where Tiger is, Tiger is at +1 through 2 holes today. So he's +1 in the tournament. That puts him at 36th place. Mm. So top 50 and ties make the cut.
All right.
So he should be pretty good, because right now the cut is at +2.
Okay.
And it is extremely windy. But other than that, that's it.
RVA Richie says, time for a remake. Baby Got Rat.
Oh, that's good.
Point for Twitter.
This is great. Tomorrow's the spring game for the Canes. And I got to tell you, this Mario Cristobal, he's got me fired up for some spring football.
Is it tough?
Can I ask a question?
Oh, it's tough. It's tough.
Can
it's
I
tough.
Ask a question?
Save your question. We will. We'll take. Okay. We'll hear from the Miami Hurricanes head coach as we lead into some spring action tomorrow. Cam Ward, the new Canes QB, get to show it off with his new teammates. Back after this.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
It's our number 2-0 with Tobin and Leroy.
All right, welcome back. Tobin, Leroy here with you, 560 WQAM. Take you up until 2. Talk a little UFC 300. Great MMA reporter Aaron Bronstedt are going to join us in the 4th hour today. We'll talk a little UFC 300 with him.
Okay.
And I was just perusing my boys at BetQL. They're like, hey, we need some bets for tomorrow. And I was explaining to Marcos that I'm going with my Ricky Bobby parlay, Leroy. Mm. First and last.
Hey, so can I ask my question now before we get in?
Yeah. But can I tell you what my parlay is first?
Yeah, go ahead.
I'm going Cody Garbrandt. Knockout, parlay it with Jamal Hill, winning the title back, knockout, get +1900.
All right.
Wow. Let's go.
Two bets +1900.
Yep.
That's value.
Love it.
Because it's knockouts.
It's Cody. It's what it is. It's Cody. People don't worry about it. People think Cody's washed.
Okay.
But I think he's got a little something. He's got a flyweight coming up to his division.
What about our boy Bo?
Oh, that's usually, and I will say this. It's almost like when a horse moves up in class.
Yeah.
It, like, when you move up in weight, I don't know what it is,
mm-hmm.
but usually you go up there and get concussed. Right? Like, it's the craziest thing.
Is there a Canes question?
Yeah. So, I'm curious, because where they have in the spring game seats about 8,000 people. Right? And I'm looking all over the country,
mm-hmm.
and I'm not even talking about the powerhouse schools. They're having these games in stadiums where they're getting 40, 50,000 people.
Mm-hmm.
Is that a interest thing or just a Florida thing? Because people just don't care about, because in North Florida or Tallahassee, they're packing them in. Yeah, the, for the spring game.
The spring game.
8,000 capacity seems really low for a spring game in a major university.
Yeah, I think it's probably a – well, first of all, we always do this with the Canes game. Like, the Canes spring game is not like an SEC thing. Like, they'll do it at, like, high school stadiums sometimes just to kind of do something fun in the community for people. But I think also, like, Hard Rock doesn't have the race that looks like they're starting to build over there, so they probably can't do it over there. So, I don't know. I don't know. But, I mean, like, you know how it is, Leroy. They're coming off a bad season. Like, there's a reason the interest is low.
Yeah, I mean, I got it. I mean, I get it. I just asked. Like, I'm not, you know, I don't think it's like, I've only seen that down here, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, they used to, and you might be right about availability and what options they really had.
I mean, how long does it take them to build that damn F1 race? I feel like it just left.
Wait. Dude, what are you talking about? We were in Vegas.
No, that was ridiculous.
Dude.
Shut down the city.
You could, you had, like, when I went to, when I went with Fonz, right? We look right across the street at the burger joint, In-N-Out Burger, right? You had to go around on the highway, over the same road, back through the back roads, and get back over there.
Mm.
And we could see it when we got in the car for the ride.
Well, so it's going to be fun. I mean, it looks like a fun event for sure. I mean, I think Vegas was a little bit of a disaster, but I know people love it down here. But it just feels like, man, they're back to building that thing every spring. They get back to it.
Yeah.
But the big news, obviously, Cam Ward brought in, declared for the draft. Then he signed with the Canes. Decided to come to the Canes.
I didn't say signed. That's
I didn't mean to say signed, but then I was like, signed. He came to the Canes, and Mario Cristobal on Cam Ward says the alpha. This is Coach Cristobal.
Well, I think quickly he earned trust, and he earned trust in the fact that he's up there in the office every waking free moment that he has. And he gets there early and he leaves late and he pulls aside the receivers and the tight ends and he watches film with them and he takes a lineman out to eat and he spends time with the running backs and then wait after practice and do some more stuff with other guys that maybe were off a little bit and then come in on Saturdays and get extra work. And, you know, trust and confidence is earned. It's not just given away. And what he has done, he has earned, all right, earned the trust of the people around him because of his time invested and the fact that he's an alpha. And when your quarterback, well, your quarterback needs to be an alpha.
Wow.
Oopsies. Don't know if Tua is an alpha, right, though.
I got it.
What are you talking about?
No, I don't want to.
No. Marcos.
Well.
You know what's funny?
Mm.
I was just getting ready to say the same thing.
Mm.
I don't necessarily know if Tua is an alpha. It doesn't mean he's not a leader.
Yeah. No, right? I agree with
and,
you. Agree.
And so,
why? Because you got to be a carnival barker? Like a fraud?
That's the point I'm making. Wow. I know a lot of guys that, for example, Bernie Kosar. He wasn't a yeller in your face or whatever, but he was a leader.
Bernie strikes me as an alpha. He strikes me as commands respect from everybody.
Did he curse you out?
No, he does, but he wasn't like one like a carnival barker.
Yeah. No, a carnival barker.
He'd be like, it is how Bernie would come at you. Bro, you're gonna get me killed if you keep doing that. Like, that's, you know.
I thought if it was a shot at anybody, I thought it was a shot at Tyler Van Dyke.
Oh.
At who?
Tyler Van Dyke.
And I was kind of, even though the dude's muscles were falling off his bones.
He did get his ass kicked.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
I mean, like, see, it's hard to look at a situation, right, and attack one person.
Although I was listening yesterday to Cam Ward a little bit, and he was like, said one of the big sellers to him was the offensive line, because he's like, they only gave up 11 sacks last year. He says, but really, they only gave up 6 that were on them. I was like, ooh.
So he's doing it too. Yeah, and wait. Ooh. Let me tell you. You want me to tell you how that works?
Whoa, dude.
You want me to tell you how that works?
Yeah.
That message did not come from him.
Mm-mm.
It was the coach he was watching the film with pointed that out.
Oh, yeah.
And he just conveyed that to everybody else.
I like
it. But you best believe somebody was, and you wonder why TVD couldn't wait to get the transfer portal.
You wonder why TVD had another team's jersey on like 3 seconds after. It's like, wait, how did he get a Tyler Van Dyke Wisconsin jersey already?
Oh, that thing was in the makings.
All right, here's Mario Cristobal. You know, listen, he's tough. All right, he says this is what the spring game needs to show him.
Well, you know, it's the first half is live and the second half is thud, but it's still playing ball. You know, we're still live, but just not going to the ground. You know, when you go into a spring game, especially all these spring games are nationally televised, you just can't do all the stuff that you've been doing this spring, right? That wouldn't be the right thing to do. But you want to see guys play with great fundamentals, great technique, and you want to see them compete and really try hard to win every single one of their one-on-ones, all their battles. And to continue building the DNA, to continue just elevating the standards for our culture, because at the end of the day, I think we're starting to understand that standards are actions, they're not words or slogans or t-shirts. So really, really fired up about the way spring has gone and want to finish it strong.
Oh.
Hold on.
What?
Hold on. What?
That's tough.
I hear everything he's saying, right? But let's be clear. Ain't nobody ever ran a whole bunch of nothing during the spring game anyway. You mentioned it, it's going to be on national TV. We can't show a whole lot. Is anybody?
ACC network?
Georgia Tech is afraid to see what Miami got?
Georgia Tech might be, but North Carolina hasn't been.
Right. Like
I would like to make Mac Brown afraid one time. I would like that.
I would say this, right? Let's please get back to sport. And that means stop making it a big deal. And this is players, coaches, whatever. Stop making it a big deal about, they knew what we were going to do. And you go out there and you just beat the guy across from you. That's competition, okay? I hate that excuse. I hate when people say they knew exactly what we were doing. It is the single-handed excuse to lose in a game that drives me crazy.
By the
right?
way, you can listen to the spring game here. Our coverage tomorrow begins at 3:30 on WQAM. You feeling fired up here, Marcos? I'm feeling tougher.
So far, I'm feeling pretty tough.
I'm not.
What?
Well, I bet you this one will. This is Cristobal.
Let's hear it then. I'll tell you.
Saying,
soon as there's a message that exudes, you know, okay, you got me, right? I'll admit it, but it's too far before the season. That's why I'm saying that. Not because what he's saying can, you know. Like, once this is over, they're going to go take a break for 3 months.
That's true.
So, like, okay.
But here's him saying, spring ball, it's about finding who's about it.
Wow.
I would define it as strong progress, really strong and real and tangible progress.
Mm-hmm.
I would also equate spring practice in college football because of the powers that be. They've come up with a formula, right? There's different things that affect rosters. Spring football for us is almost like minicamp. You got to find out what works, who works. Who's in a culture, who's not, who can abide by policies, who can't, who's willing to compete, who's going to fold. You get to put guys through the test and find out. And allows you to make decisions that move you forward. And the good thing is a lot of guys have made some of these decisions hard because of their effort and their willingness to do things a certain way. So, yeah, strong progress, mouth shut and working, brother. That's it.
Juicy.
Wow.
Yeah.
He was 100% spot on with that.
Yeah.
You need to see.
Tough.
You know, because of all the new faces, the new people coming in, and the young guys getting older, you do need to see who's about it.
Did you just say eat a steak?
Eat a steak.
Eat a steak.
Eat a steak.
Tough.
But yeah, so no, there's a lot to that. I hate it. I mean, let me tell you something. I hated that spring ball with all of my inner self because there was no football games, right? So I'm like, all right, whatever.
It's also the last time they're going to play football in a while in humane heat, because once they come back for August, Jesus.
Oh, my goodness.
Well, I guess they have the indoor thing now, but oof.
That's not tough.
You know, Chris Ball's going to want to put them through that humidity. Here's one more just to wrap up a bow on Mario Cristobal. I feel tougher.
Really? Which is not saying much.
This is their last chance to show they're competitive for a
while. I would say the consistency and the willingness to compete. I think people say we're in a new day and age of stuff. I don't know, maybe in some regards, but not in terms of competing, in terms of being a good football team. And I think we're understanding more and more the importance of practicing really hard and taking care of your teammates too, you know, not going to the ground, you know, avoiding the avoidables. But understand nurturing that all toughness. These opportunities we get, I mean, after Saturday, we don't get to put on pads again until August. And then it's real right after that, right? So that's part of the most, the consistency and the willingness to compete and get better on a daily basis.
Love that.
You know. Yeah, I would agree with that. I would say
tough.
That's very tough.
You want to see your offense work as a unit. You want to see them compete against the defense. You want to see the defense competing, and mainly it's the offensive lineman, the defensive lineman. You want to see them competing in practice. You want to see when it gets hot, when it gets difficult, that this guy is still going to fight and try to compete and whatever. You want to see wide receivers compete with defensive backs. That means even though you get grabbed, even though you get pushed, you don't turn around and complain. You keep fighting to get open, right? Stuff like that. Right? Those are things where you can tell what kind of player you have versus a guy that's going to fold up, complain about he was grabbing me, complain about, oh, things aren't going my way, or whatever. Those are things you can find out in practice and in spring ball. So, yeah.
I like the fact, too, is like, you know, toughness doesn't change eras. You know, people say it's a new day and age. You know, there's TikTok. TikTok's not tough.
Oh, TikTok.
Tic-tac-toe. That's tough, especially if you go second.
That is tough.
That's tough. That's tough.
And leave it to you. Leave it to you. And your sidekick.
Eat a steak. Hammerhead screwdriver.
Chew some glass.
Chew some glass.
Dr. Tamaki says, Deadfoot. That's not tough. That's not tough. It is tough.
Wait.
It hurt?
Just like, wait a minute. You're the only person I know that used the term of a serious injury.
It's not a term. It's what happened.
And you said, I had dead football a couple of days. Meanwhile, there's people dragging their leg because they have real. You're the worst.
Give me PTSD.
You're the worst. And then Marco said, yeah, I did see you kind of limping there.
It was painful.
You would have been damn near dragging your leg like you had a stroke, dude.
I literally
had
to hop through my house on one leg.
No, you didn't.
I swear. Deadfoot. No, take a break. Take a Leroy's Fancy next.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, you fancy, huh? Oh, you fancy, huh? You fancy, huh? Oh, you fancy, huh?
I'm so fancy. You already know I'm in the fast lane. From LA to Tokyo. I'm so fancy.
Ah! It is time, ladies and gentlemen, to tickle Leroy's fancy.
My fancy is tickled.
You know how it works. At this point, if you don't, sorry. Leroy!
What's up?
The Masters. Tickle your fancy?
Of course.
My fancy is tickled.
Starting with the layup.
Tickling my fancy right now. Tiger just bogeyed another hole. He's at plus two, right on the cut line.
Tell you what's not bogeyed, those guns that he's got.
Wow.
Bogey free zone.
Dude is swole as hell. You want to play power forward tonight? You know?
Yeah, I'll be watching it all weekend. You know what's crazy?
Mm-hmm.
When I was a kid, when I first started watching golf, the Masters only allowed the television crews to film the back nine.
Yeah, I remember that. Yeah, it's crazy.
Yeah, it's crazy. You couldn't even, they'd come on, it'd be like 4 o'clock.
Leroy, tonight at 7:10, Miami Marlins taking on division rival, the Atlanta Braves. Tickle your fancy? I said the Miami Marlins, Leroy, start a 3-game series with the Atlanta Braves. Do you fancy?
Who's pitching?
A friend of the show, Trevor Rogers.
No. But here's why. Not because I'm not interested in the Marlins, because, still waiting for that Whopper Marlins. but because the coverage for the Masters is going to end at about 7:30. And that's going to take me right into what your next tickle my fancy is going to be.
Correct. The Memphis Showboats take on the Birmingham Stallions. Week 3 of the UFL season.
Hey, I've been paying attention.
You are a jackass. No, I'm not interested.
All right.
Wow.
We got NFL fancy teams I don't want to watch. Anybody wanted to watch the Patriots last year? Was that must-see TV?
No, but this league has a YouTuber.
How about the Jets?
Oof. That's rough.
Okay. Thank you.
Definitely rough.
Tonight at 8 o'clock, Leroy.
Yeah.
The Toronto Raptors take on the Miami Heat. 14.5-point favorites tonight, your Miami Heat.
So, here's how my night goes, right?
Well, first, does it take you a fancy?
Yes. I'm,
my fancy is tickled. Hey, man,
you let me do tickle my fancy the way I want my fancy tickle.
Fair enough.
You don't tell me how to. No. So I'm going to watch golf. I'm going to watch golf while I'm watching golf. I'm going to grab the Horde Clan and Mima. And I'm going to say what y'all want to eat. I will order it. I will go pick it up. That'll be about 7:30. I will heat up my jacuzzi, I will eat food, and then I will be in front of my outside TV in the jacuzzi with a beverage at 8 o'clock watching the Heat and Raptors.
Well, the Raptors have lost 17 out of their last 20.
So did Washington.
Mm. Means Jonte must have been betting the under.
Is he still away from the team? Is he banned?
Oh, yeah.
Where is he?
He's definitely away from.
Did they release him? Like, what's the deal?
I think since it's still pending investigation, they haven't released him yet.
Is he on? Do they call it administrative leave, where they still pay you but don't come around the players?
I'm not boots on the ground tonight. I'm going to go Sunday afternoon. I'm very excited because I just.
Why aren't you boots on the ground tonight?
Because I figured it's the same team. I'll go when the season's over. You know,
okay.
Go to the last game of the season. You know.
Okay.
But I am looking forward to our favorite coach, not named Eric Spoelstra, Radakovich.
Oh.
Who says this is a complete BS?
Oh. Yes.
I would have loved to get that guy's reaction to the whole scandal with Jonte Porter, like his honest reaction.
Yeah.
Because that guy is great. Love his voice. Basically be Serbian or Slovenian, anything, and I love your voice.
What happened tonight, this is completely BS. This is
By the way, did you see this last night? Kevin Harlan was on the call for TNT. And you know when shenanigans go down, Kevin Harlan is the best in the business, it seems. The streakers, whoever, people trying to elude security. Well, last night, apparently, somebody pulled a Leroy, because we know with Leroy, when he eats chicken wings, they can get loose, you know, sometimes under the car seat, and the bones are just there. And apparently this happened last night. Go ahead, Marcos.
Williamson's got it. Pelicans hold on. Brown driving into Murray. Somebody's throwing something on the floor. 46 seconds to go and a whistle blew. It's a chicken wing. Why would someone throw something that good out on the floor? It's crispy. It's
yes.
warm.
Yes.
And I almost had to go out. I'm so hungry.
Oh, God. Here your stomach over here growling.
What's that guy? I hope he eats it.
Like he's so nice.
I'm so with it. I relate to that so much.
Here is the funniest part of that.
Oh,
it just not somebody throws something on the floor. I believe it's a chicken wing. Why would anybody waste a perfectly good chicken wing? I am so hungry.
It must be anytime Leroy's in studio, just from hour one on. I'm so hungry.
But that's, you know what? Here's what happens. First of all, I always ask, because I'm not going to just eat food by myself, right? And it takes you clowns, right, 20 to 30 minutes to even figure out, okay, what you feel like eating. Then we got to look at the menu. By then, it's almost time to go home. So I'm getting up. I'm like, come on.
I feel like most of the blame goes on Uber drivers who don't follow your directions.
Oh, and especially, dude, don't let them be on a scooter. Leroy hates that.
Listen, can I listen? Nobody wants their hot, delicious food dangling between your legs.
He's right about that.
Okay? Like, it's just, no. Like, go head on. You make a couple of Uber runs. Get the little hot pack you put on the back. Right? But come on. Really? There's nothing worse than seeing somebody pull up and they reach down and pull your food from between their legs.
Still not the best call we've heard on an NBA broadcast, though, in regards to food, because we have the hometown one for that.
Deflection by PJ. He catches it, keeps it. He's now in my lap. There's hot tea all over my slacks. That is hot water, baby. Yeah! And on the other end, it's a shot made by Max with the throwdown. So a dunk in my pants of hot tea for your boy.
Oh, man.
You know what's funny? Jax could do that by himself and amuse himself.
Oh, yeah.
So he don't care if nobody else is enjoying it. He's having himself a good time.
He's probably in so much pain, though. So much pain.
Oh, God.
You ever get some, like, tea just unexpectedly hot on you?
Wow, dude. What happened to me when we had, it was a Super Bowl party. We had a party, right? And we had the little, you know, the pans with the hot water and you put the food in. My nephew picked up the pan and it was loose. And he dumped the hot water on my leg.
Oh, my God.
Right? And I'm like, I'm cursing. I'm like, whatever. Is it? And his sister goes, calm down. Calm down. It was an accident.
Sir?
Like, my leg is on fire!
Calm down, sir.
Yeah. So... like, yeah. So, no, hot anything. Especially on a spot of your body you ain't expecting to have nothing hot, right? Because, listen, if you get hot on your butt or in between your legs, if you take a hot bath, sometimes you have to do like the rabbit, you know, what's cooking, Doc? Rabbit.
Leroy, tomorrow at 3:30, just talked about it a little bit. The Canes, you guys can see the coverage starting here at 3:30. Canes spring game. Took it your fancy?
No disrespect. Hell no.
Oh. Is it on the ACC Network?
Fancy, not tickled.
Yes, it is on ACC Network.
Irish potato peelers. Or that, you're going to see that horse commercial.
Oh, they should. That should be Jimmy Butler's infomercial every time, every break.
Yeah.
By the way,
you know what I'm starting to hate? Here's what I'm starting to hate. Because I have DirecTV. And there's certain channels, like ION or whatever. When they break away from a show you watching, they'll show a 5-minute Cindy Crawford infomercial while you're watching your show. I'm like, what the hell?
I'll tell you, man, that drain weasel... it's almost got me a couple times.
Okay.
What's that?
I remember him texting that too. Like, oh,
what's a drain weasel?
Not that bad.
I just think it's, you know, I got gross kids. They're always clogging up their sink. I'm like, you know, that drain weasel.
You have any shedders? My fiance's a shedder. So, like, that I may need that drain weasel.
Yeah.
Oh, no. I'm going to tell you what's worse. Y'all tell me it's worse. You ever get in the shower after your wife or your girl or whatever, and you step in the shower and it's a damn slip and slide because they use put hair care products in their hair? Oh, my God. Like,
conditioner is slick, dude.
I'm careful. Like, what the hell? I'm like, yeah, I need conditioner. Right? So I'm going to die in a hair care product, and I ain't got no damn hair.
RV Richard just says Solana is just a weasel.
Oh, wow.
I got to tell you. Name, image, and likeness. He might have to pay the weasel.
Oh, man.
That weasel might call into the show and say, copyright infringement. I'm the only weasel.
All right, that's all time I have for Tickle My Fancy. Take a break. Back after this.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.